We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.927 on this Tuesday, December 7th, day 100 of Ida Recovery, the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Dr. Judy Ho joins us, our friend, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, and a couple of books that we'll get to later, and a new mom. How you doing, Dr. Judy? How's the baby?
Hey, Tommy, the baby's good. He's awake right now, and he says hi.
Hi. Is he in college yet or not?
Is he what?
In college yet.
Oh, yes, right? I know. They grow up so fast. Nope, he's still a few weeks only.
Right.
But it's actually crazy that it's already been, you know, a few weeks.
Yeah, so. It does go by quick. And you sound a little bit less tired than last time, which is good. I always tell prospective parents, eat a normal meal and put a lot of sleep in the bank. Would that advice be accurate, Dr. Judy?
That's excellent advice.
Yes,
I think that is really the focus right now. We're still trying for that. Those are our goals. Those are our goals, Tommy.
But you got to enjoy it. You will. I know. And I know you
for
do.
For sure.
Tell me about the holidays, because a lot of people, and let me start with this day 100 of the Ida recovery, because a lot of people are struggling, man. They can't get the help they need from the insurance company. It is supposed to be a joyful time of year. If they're not fighting with the insurance company, some people still living in their houses, some people trapped between not having enough money to pay for the repairs and with the gap between what the insurance company is willing to pay or the deductible, and they don't bust their deductible. How do you deal with all of that, especially at this time of year?
Oh, absolutely. When we talk about, you know, in psychology, we have a theory called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And it's really about, you know, having those basic needs met first before you can even have some of the other joys of life, you know, having feelings of belonging, self-esteem, self-actualization, really feeling like you're meeting your potential. Well, if some of the basic problems, like your housing, you're not feeling super secure, and it's the holidays, I mean, that adds a lot more pressure, that everything is in order. Usually this is a time when people are getting together with their families, they're hosting, they're going to parties, get-togethers, they're giving a little extra to charities, you know, and you can't even take care of some of the things that you need to be able to feel like you can survive and feel safe. That can be really alarming. And what happens is the fight or flight complex in our brains and our bodies basically start going really, really fast. And it's really hard for the fight or flight system to step down until you can feel like you have some of those basic needs that are met. And those basic needs are physical and psychological. This feeling of safety as well as actual safety and security is really important.
So how do you cope with not having that?
I think for a lot of people, when you're going through something that's this significant, you have to do your best to try to think about one thing that you can do each day to improve upon the circumstances or to make it more bearable. And sometimes those things are really seemingly very small, but it still makes a difference for you to try to focus on that and say, even if it's only a small step forward, or at least I'm not going backwards, this is what I have to focus on today. And I think sometimes it can be really overwhelming to try to do everything at once or to try to imagine a future where everything will come together and you will no longer have any of these problems. So it's really about thinking about one thing. What is the one thing you can do today to make this a little better for yourself, to not go backwards, to reach out and ask for some support, to look into your options, you know, whatever it is, make sure that every day there's one thing that you can essentially pragmatically and tangibly point to that you've done to try your best to improve upon the situation, no matter how hard it is.
I would think it's a fine line, and thank God, you know, I'm not in that position, but I feel for so many people that are with, you know, this could be a long process. You look at what happened in southwestern Louisiana last year, and they still don't have the help they need. That was 2020. This is 2021. Right. We just got off with the governor and talked to the governor, rather, and he was saying how long it's going to be till, you know, and how insufficient the funds are. And so how do you balance between getting yourself ready for the long haul and not get so bummed out? I guess you go back to doing one little thing, because you got to be realistic with yourself, right? Because otherwise you got the whole expecting something different and just driving yourself insane, but yet you don't want to make it seem as though the road is so long you'll never get there.
Right. Yeah, and this is where I think, you know, that sort of balance of having some idea of maybe how long this whole entire thing is going to take to essentially have the solution that you're hoping for, but also keeping your eye on really what's in front of you and making those smaller stepping stones and goals and just focusing on those types of achievements, accomplishments, improvements, if you will, because it is really hard, as you mentioned. You know, our brains, when we think too far into the future or too far into the past, you know, those are essentially the ingredients that create anxiety and depression for us, because there's always an unimagined future that isn't what you want it to be. Or you imagine something, it's super rosy, and then you don't get it, then you become disappointed. Mm-hmm. And so while it's healthy to set goals for yourself, it's also important to be flexible. And so I always tell people, you know, the farther out the goal is, the bigger the project, you know, the bigger the issue. You want to give yourself a little bit of leeway. So instead of saying on this day, this problem will be solved, it's more, okay, here's the time frame. We're looking at sometime in 2022 when we're going to get this together, maybe in the mid-year of 2022. And instead of saying June 1st, 2022, right? That's one example. And then the other thing is, you know, really making sure you have those stepping stones in between and celebrating them and remembering, okay, we're still pretty far from getting everything together, but I am in a better place now than I was last week. And making sure to try to celebrate them when you can, even if they seem small, because that really does go a long way in terms of helping us to have that willpower and that resilience to see something through when the problem is not going to resolve itself in the next few days.
We're talking to Dr. Judy Ho, clinical neuropsychologist, our friend, forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. She's written a couple of books, clicking here, and one of them is Stop Self-Sabotage, the other, I Give It to You Straight. Dr. Judy, at some point, does it help to just say, well, this sucks, and there's nothing I can do about it, so I may as well deal with it?
You know, I
no,
think
really.
It's
I mean, because stuff,
yes.
You can't journal your way out of some stuff. It just sucks, right?
Absolutely. And there is such a thing called toxic positivity. I don't know if you've heard of that, Tommy, but I've been talking to a lot of people about it because it's really relevant to, you know, what sometimes people will say is, okay, you're going through a really sucky time and okay, well, just think positive and everything's going to be amazing, or read the book, The Secret, or, you know, and sometimes there is a limit to how those things are going to work, right? There's only so much positive thinking you can do when the situation truly just sucks. And you have to be able to acknowledge that, because otherwise that toxic positivity is actually going to have the reverse effect and make you feel even worse about the situation. And so I agree with you completely. I think it's important to acknowledge that the situation sucks. There's no reason that you should like it. There's, you know, maybe there's no silver lining that you can see, you know, when people ask you what's the silver lining, or at least XYZ, you know, that can be really irritating when you're really going through a really significant problem. And so I think it is important to acknowledge where you are and just say, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be angry, to feel like this is unfair. Because if you don't acknowledge those feelings for what they are and try to shove it aside and pretend that you're happy all the time, it's going to backfire and have the reverse effect. You know, this is where a lot of times people will then go for escapist coping strategies. That's not what we want, right? We don't want you to watch 10 plus hours of Netflix or start using alcohol a bit too much or, you know, get into gambling or online gaming. And this is, these are the reasons why people do this, is that they're trying to escape their reality. So you have to acknowledge reality for what it is. Let yourself have the feelings you're going to have, and then basically put on your problem-solving hat and say, what is that one thing I can do today, though, to have this not suck so much?
What's the saying with liquor? Stuff it down with brown is never the answer. It doesn't help. You're going to have the same problems when it's over. Plus, you'll have a hell of a headache. When we come back, Dr. Judy, I want to talk about helping friends and family that are having a difficult time, because sometimes people just need somebody to listen, and sometimes the people that are listening want to solve problems when the person talking is not necessarily looking for that. So how do you help your friends or your families or what have you if they're having a hard time coping? 937, 23 before 10. More when we come back. You got any questions, text them to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along to new mom, Dr. Judy Hoff. It is time for traffic now on WWL. 9:43, 17 before 10, talking to our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, and author of a couple of different books. And Dr. Judy, I was kidding around earlier saying that, you know, stuff it down with brown, the liquor, that's not a good idea. And somebody texted in and said, so vodka and gin are okay. No, no, that's not the answer. Alcohol is never the answer. Alcohol used responsibly is fine, but to solve your problems, you still got to have the same problems and a hell of a hangover. So when people call you and you ask how they're doing and they're honest and tell you and they're having problems, do some of us tend to want to solve problems when the other person, they don't want solutions, they just want us to listen?
Definitely. And I feel like this is a common problem that comes up. You know, people will say that wasn't very helpful. And meanwhile, the person who's trying to solve the problem, they felt like that was the best thing that they could have done. And they thought that you were going to be more appreciative, and that can lead to some other resentments, maybe bad feelings, and even an argument. And I think this happens because most of the times how we operate, Tommy, is that we operate from where we are as people. And so one is people, there's some people who are just, you know, inherent problem solvers. They enjoy that. They like to do that. You know, they like to solve problems for themselves and for other people. And so that's the first thing they jump to. But the second reason is that usually we operate from what we think we'd want, right? And so everybody's different. Some people just, and also depends on the problem and the time that you're bringing something up. Sometimes you just want to vent and you're not asking for a solution. And yet you're talking to somebody who in their mind they're thinking, well, when somebody brings up a problem to me, what I would want is somebody to suggest solutions to me. And so it's obviously coming from a good place, but if that's not what you're looking for in the moment, it can be a little irritating and maybe sometimes even really upsetting, like they're trivializing your problems. Like, oh, if it was so easy to be solved, you don't think I would have tried that already, or you don't think I would have come up with that myself. Mm-hmm. We can see how these misunderstandings can occur.
I got a text that comes in here, which is interesting along those lines. I guess it made it pop in their mind. It's a long text, but basically they have a grown child who is 28, is miserable with their job, or they think the kid's miserable because sometimes it seems as though the world is coming to an end, and then other times, if it's a good day, it's okay. They don't know if they should try to solve the problem for the kid just listening, if they should really worry, if the kid doesn't have enough, and I say kid, 28 years old is a grown person, but you know, they're always kids, right, if you're the parent. So what would you tell this person in terms of counseling the adult child or listening or advising?
Yeah, you know, it can be so tough. And like you said, when you're a parent, you're always a parent, and you want to help your child, however old they are, if you feel like they're struggling. And if they're complaining a lot, it feels like there's just a lot that they're going through, and you want to try to alleviate some of that stress, but maybe you don't know how. I think it's important to ask what it is that they want. So first, obviously, be empathetic, listen. And then just ask, you know, what would be the most helpful to you? Would you like me to just listen? Would you like me to step in and, you know, offer some suggestions for things that we can do together? You know, what is it that you're looking for at this moment? You know, people sometimes don't ask that question. Maybe they think that it's odd to ask that question, or socially it seems awkward, but actually it is the best thing that you can do, because then the person can tell you exactly what it is that they want. And then you can really be helpful to that person, whatever mindset they're in at that time. And so sometimes parents will say, well, you know, I start to talk about my own experiences and how I understand. And if that's what your child is looking from you, that's great. But sometimes they feel like, again, that maybe you're trivializing what they're going through. Oh, you think you know everything. You don't know what I'm going through now. And that can actually lead to another argument. So it's just best to ask your child what it is that they want. And that applies to friends too, family members, any other family members. Just ask them what it is that they want from you. And then you're going to be able to give them exactly what they're looking for. And when you ask that question, you're always going to get an answer. So I think that that's the place to start, because every day for this listener, the child may want something different. You know, they may today want you to offer some solutions, but maybe tomorrow they just want you to listen and they just want to vent. And after that, they're going to feel a lot better.
Somebody else texted in here, and this is kind of sad, that because of the hurricane damage, they're not going to be able to help Santa as much this year. And they want to know, how do they explain that to their kids?
Oh, that's
especially
so hard.
I would add on to this with the Santa scenario.
You know, I think that it can be really tough, especially with younger kids. You know, this is what they're looking forward to this season. But I think it's important to kind of, you know, retain some of that childlike wonder for them, but at the same time also tell them exactly what is going on. You know, we're having a tough time right now. And, you know, usually Santa gets your list, you know, and Santa's able to get you everything on your list. But this year, Santa's only going to be able to get one thing on your list. And you can talk about that relationship, as you were just mentioning right now, Tommy. It's, you know, we have to help Santa. And this year, we just can't help Santa as much because of what's been going on. But Santa and your parents, we're still going to get you one present. So tell us what it is that you want the most, and we will try our best to get it. Or sometimes it's not going to be their first choice present. You know, maybe that present ran out or it's too expensive. But what's a backup? Can we talk a little bit about, you know, what's another toy or what's another gift that you would like? And then maybe later in the future, maybe for next year or maybe for your birthday, you know, we'll be able to get you that first choice gift again. You know, this is as upsetting and as stressful as can be for parents to not be able to give kids everything they want, especially during the holidays. It's also an actually really important lesson, a teaching moment in a way, where you help your children delay gratification. There's a lot of studies that show that if you can teach your children to wait for what they want, it really does wonders for them in their development in a lot of different ways. And so if you've ever heard of the marshmallow experiment, for those of you guys who are looking for cute YouTube videos, just Google the marshmallow experiment and it'll make you laugh, I promise, and make you smile.
What is it? Tell me what it is. Tell me.
I will. It's really fun, Tommy. So basically they give these toddlers, well, basically children anywhere from toddler age all the way up to early school age. And essentially they walk in, the experimenter walks into a room, gives the child one marshmallow on a plate and says, here's a marshmallow now. You can eat that now, but if you can wait 20 minutes, I will bring you another marshmallow. You can eat both of them at the same time. But the trick is, for that 20 minutes, you can't eat this one marshmallow that I'm putting on a plate in front of you. And then they leave the child alone. Of course, the child thinks that they're alone, but, you know, these tricky psychologists, they have a two-way mirror and they're observing the child. And it's really funny what children do to try to delay gratification, even at that age. You know, sometimes they'll like turn their chair away from the table to not look at the marshmallow. They'll cover their own eyes. Some children get even really creative. They'll lick the marshmallow, but then leave it intact and hope that that means, you know, they technically didn't actually break the rule. But basically, the research shows that the children who are able to wait the 20 minutes, knowing that something better is coming in 20 minutes, they have, you know, better academic outcomes, better resilience, better emotional functioning, better social skills. It's really interesting how that carries through to other areas of your life as you get older. So if it's any consolation prize for parents listening out there, you know, even as the situation is stressful, thinking about it as, well, it's one way to help my child develop an important skill. And it's an important life skill that we all need to have.
It is an important life skill that this country needs to have. I'm glad you mentioned that about instant gratification fix that up, yes, about instant gratification and how you can't always have it. Dr. Judy, thank you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year if we don't talk to you. I hope the baby is happy and healthy and safe and well for the rest of his life.
Oh, thank you so much, Tommy. That means so much to me. And yes, hopefully we'll talk before the holidays. If not, happy Christmas and New Year to you. And it's always lovely to join you.
Absolutely. Right back at you. And Dr. Judy wrote two books, by the way, Stop Self-Sabotage, and I'll Give It to You Straight, both available on Amazon. We'll be back in a flash to find out what Newell has coming up for us today here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.